Station 2. Species have been changing territory, seasonally and permanently, for a very long time. Caribou, geese, butterflies, humans, all relocate for a variety of reasons. And so do plants. Usually they hitch a ride on the wind or in an animal's stomach. They might also be relocated intentionally for some human purpose. When relocation happens naturally, the resident species may adapt to the arrival of the new neighbor, but it's an adjustment that can take centuries. There have been instances where human-influenced relocation poses no threat, like honeybees, for example. Other times, if a foreign population takes root faster than the ecosystem can create the necessary checks and balances, the results can be catastrophic. Looking for an example? Just consider the damage that the zebra mussel is having on the Great Lakes. But I can give you another great example much closer to home. In fact, it's standing just a few feet away from you. Look to your right for a rather hardy and conspicuous wild shrub with gnarly, spindly bark. What you're looking at is Amur honeysuckle. This is an invasive species, which implies two things. One, it's not in its natural distribution area, and two, it's causing negative consequences to our habitat. Amur honeysuckle originated in Asia and was brought over here a century ago as an ornamental for hedges and to reduce erosion. But as it took hold in our ecosystem, its dense, thick canopy would shade out native species of trees, shrubs, and flowers. And, like the kudzu further south, its proliferation is now threatening the basic biodiversity of our ecosystem. A common trait among invasives is their ability to outcompete native populations for nutrients, light, water, and space. Native species that play their own unique role in this complex local web of life can't keep up and are evicted along with those species that depend upon them. Eventually, invasive monoculture is all that remains. Amur honeysuckle is destabilizing the local ecology, which is why everyone from hunters to hikers to gardeners to state natural resource agencies are making such a big deal about it. And like the pythons that are now inhabiting the Florida wetlands, their unchecked population growth is turning them into nature zombies. No wonder why species invasion is a leading cause of the loss of our biodiversity. So, what does it mean to lose biodiversity? It's a bit like removing the rivets on the wing of a plane. One or two probably won't be felt, but keep going and, well... To be fair, Amur honeysuckle is attractive to some birds, but even this relationship is not so simple. You see, as the honeysuckle blooms before anything else, cardinals take it as a sign to breed and make their nest there when they get a chance. And because this is the only space green enough to make the nest at that time of year, the predators have made that connection too. So now the cardinal nest actually sticks out like a sore thumb to the raccoons and the hawks and the crows. Had they not jumped the gun, their nests would have been much harder to detect, as they could in fact be anywhere. And birds like the Acadian flycatcher that summer here in Ohio will avoid honeysuckle altogether. Here's a question for you. What does Amur honeysuckle have in common with the disease Ehrlichiosis? The answer is the Lone Star tick, which carries that disease, similar to Lyme disease, to both humans and pets. Lone Star tick densities can be 10 times higher in Amur honeysuckle infested areas than forests where honeysuckle is removed. No one is saying that the shrub is bad, per se. It's more a case of a bull in a china shop. Bulls are great, and china shops are great too. But put the two together, and sit back and watch the damage.